Bonnie went to pray.
She went to get the laptop because it was her laptop.
Okay.
I probably would have did better with the printed copy.
I think so too.
Yeah,
it's just one page. I'll go. I'll go.
So this is actually not bad.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Thank you for your service. I'm buying this.
Thank you, folks. All right, I'm good. This is good. Okay. The Board of Chicago State University is back in session. Board of Trustees met in closed session to discuss various matters, and the following decisions were made. The board will immediately launch a national search for a new president of Chicago State University. Trustee Harper and Trustee Gowen will chair this national search committee, and the full committee will be announced along with the search firm that will be retained to assist with the search as early as the April 7th board meeting. The board wants to move in a direction aligning the interim president role with the job description and requirements of a permanent president. As such, the board will immediately seek a new interim president on an expedited basis. The new interim president will be announced at the April 7th board meeting. Upon appointment of the new interim president, Mr. Cecil Lucy, and we appreciate so much his service, will be reassigned to the interim CFO position. And of course, we thank him deeply for his service to Chicago State University.
Okay, thank you all, and it's been a pleasure to serve the students of Chicago State University, so I thank you all for that.
The board has also created the temporary chief administrative officer role to be filled on an expedited basis as well. Okay. The job description and goals of this role are forthcoming, and the new chief administrative officer will be announced at the April 7th board meeting. I'll now turn it over to Trustee Nicholas Gowen, chair of the Personnel Committee, and Trustee Harper, also a member of the Personnel Committee, to discuss additional matters.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The Chicago State Board of Trustees, at the suggestion of Governor Rauner, consider Paul Vallis to be his interim president. Despite media reports, this decision was not preordained, nor was it mandated by the governor. We certainly considered the governor's concerns, as did the concerns raised by the faculty, students, staff, and the community. This body acted independently, deliberately, and professionally to come to a decision. The decision is ours and ours alone, as we are the ones who bear the fiduciary responsibility for ensuring the long-lasting success of this institution. Every person on this board strives to ensure that the university grows beyond its current problems and thrives. We have no intention of allowing this university to fail or to authorize its closure. We fully understand and appreciate the importance of the school as an institution of higher learning, an economic driver, and the cultural significance that it has for the state, the city, the Black community, and all the thousands of students and alumni who call CSU home. We take this responsibility seriously. Mr. Vallis made a presentation to the board and was questioned thoroughly by board members. Mr. Vallis then recused himself from all deliberations. To be clear, Mr. Vallis was not privy to any of our discussions. I want to address the potential conflict of interest that exists as a result of Mr. Vallis being a board member who had access to significant university operational data prior to becoming a candidate for either interim president or chief administrative officer. This body is certainly disappointed in that set of facts and considered it in our deliberations. We are also disappointed in how this issue played out in the media over the last 2 weeks with Mr. Vallis as well as other members playing a significant role. However, these issues were not significant enough for us to not consider Mr. Vallis for one of the two roles that the chairman just discussed. However, Mr. Vallis will have to resign from his position on the Board of Trustees before being considered for a position as an employee with the university. The term emergency manager has been used in the media as regards to what this university needs. We are not looking for an emergency manager. Chicago State University is not a failed municipality. We are an institution of higher learning that has borne the brunt of 40 years of underfunding, inadequate resources, over-reliance on state funds, being used as a political football, gross mismanagement, and a host of other problems that date back long before the current budgetary problems and long before the six-year reign of a prior administration.
Amen.
Following discussion of resolutions, the Human Resources Committee will address questions that the media and or the public at large may have.
Thank you, Trustee Goin. At this time, we will hear, we've got three resolutions that demand action at this juncture. First resolution concerns the establishment of a position of Chief Administrative Officer. Ms. Phillips, will you read that resolution at this time?
Whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University is created by statute to enter, align, operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University, and the Board has authority to discharge this responsibility. And now, therefore, the Board resolves as follows. The establishment of the Chief Administrative Officer role at the university is to carry out the directives of the Board. Two, the Legislative and Human Resource Committee and outside legal counsel is authorized to engage in negotiations for a contract of employment with the candidate selected for this role. End of the resolution.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. At this time, the chair would entertain a motion to adopt this resolution as read.
So move.
Second.
Moved and second to adopt the resolution. Will we hear a roll call, Ms. Phillips?
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowan?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
Oh, Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Oh, abstain. Okay.
For the record, Mr. Vallis needs to abstain from the vote of these resolutions.
Sorry.
He wasn't present for the negotiations, so he can't
right,
vote on them.
Right.
Sorry. Next, we will hear a resolution in the office of the interim president and the changes thereof.
The resolution, the search and selection of new interim president for appointment. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University is created by statute to enter, to ally, operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University and has broad authority to discharge this responsibility. And one, Cecil Lucy will be reassigned to interim vice president of administration and finance of the university effective April 7th, 2017. Two, the board will engage in a search for a new interim president with the goal of having that person assume the role on April 7th, 2017. Three, the Legislative and Human Resource Committee and outside legal counsel is authorized to engage in negotiations for a contract of employment with the candidate selected. End of resolution.
We've heard the resolution read. The chair will entertain a motion to adopt the resolution on the change in interim president.
So move.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes. Ask him. Ask him the question so he can abstain.
Trustee Vallis?
Abstain.
Last resolution is the approval of authority to enter contract for professional services. Ms. Phillips, will you read that resolution?
Okay. Whereas Chicago State University Board of Trustees requires that all transactions including involving the acquisition of real property and purchases of $250,000 or more, capital projects of $250,000 or more, including architectural and engineering fees, construction costs, professional service contracts that exceed $100,000, and contingencies shall require approval by the board, and therefore be resolved that the Board of Trustees hereby grants approval for the chairman of the board of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees to enter into contracts for employment and or engagement of professional services, consultants, and attorneys to provide services in connection with personnel matters, including involving the university and other matters as they may arise. End of resolution.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips. We've heard the resolution read on the approval of authority to enter contract for professional services. We will entertain a motion to approve that resolution.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
We need a motion. Slow it down. I love it.
I'm sorry. What did you
That's
say?
Good. We'll entertain a motion to adopt the resolution as read.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Abstain.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
All right. Lastly, we have a call for the nomination for the office of secretary to the board. We will hear nominations at this time.
I move Mr. President Cam Buckner.
Second.
Are there any additional nominations? Hearing the nomination of Trustee Buckner, we declare that the nominations are now closed. We will have a roll call to close the nominations.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
You can vote yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
And Trustee Buckner, abstain?
Abstain.
He has
roll call now calls for the election of Cam Buckner as the secretary to the board. Ms. Phillips, will you please call the roll again?
Trustee Gowen?
This is for Cam to be the secretary.
Motion.
Oh, this is yes.
Oh.
It's only one nominee.
There was already no. We got to move to accept.
Yeah. Did we accept it? I thought we had already accepted.
Yeah, we'll do it again. All right, we'll entertain a motion to accept Cam Buckner's.
Nikki made the motion and Smith seconded. So right. Just call the roll to close the resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
We call the roll to close already. So we'll call a roll for election.
Right.
Thank you.
Trustee Buckner?
Abstain.
No, you don't have a motion.
There's only one nominee.
We don't need. Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
And Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
All right, thank you. At this time, we'll hear again from the Personnel Committee. Any expression and question and further information on the actions we've taken today?
Well, we will entertain questions at the mic for a few minutes. If you have questions that you'd like to ask us about what you just heard. Please keep them brief, no statements. We're trying to, just questions.
For the Chief Administrative Officer, you said?
Yes.
Is that a permanent position?
No.
It was read as temporary.
Is it temporary position?
Yes.
Do you know what length of time that is?
No, we don't have the, as we said, the requirements for the role as well as the goals will be forthcoming.
But that will be instituted, that role will be filled by the April 7th or whatever?
We expect to announce on April 7th along with the search committee and the national search and all of that, yes.
Okay.
Are there other questions that we can answer at this time? We are trying to be transparent in this process as that transparency has been an issue. So if there are questions that you have, please ask them.
When you begin your next search for the next president, will there be an advisory committee consisting of university constituents to work on that committee to find a new president?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've spoken already to some folks about faculty representation, student representation, and community representation as well.
And staff representation as well.
Can I ask who have you spoken with as far as staff representation?
Not at this time.
Not one at this time. If you would like to talk to one of us afterwards about recommendations, we'll take them.
Okay, I would just ask that you consider the Civil Service Employee Council as they are the voice of civil service employees on this campus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other questions?
You all taking names for the interim president and other officers?
Microphone, no. Come to the microphone, please. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome. You all, how are the decisions coming to? Are you all taking names, or you all, will this be a process that you all do on your own?
You are always willing to submit information to the Board of Trustees through, what are we, trustees at?
trustees@csu.edu.
If you'd like to submit something, you should do it there. Are there other questions? Because we're tired. We've been here. I know we don't look it, but we're tired. So.
Good.
Sounds like that's it.
Are there other questions? All right, we're going to close questions. Thank you so much.
At this time, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn this session of the board.
Second.
Moved in second. Call the roll, Ms. Phillips.
Yes.
Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Trustee Vallis?
Yes.
So
thank you.
Very much so.
Great job. How you doing, man? Bless you. I know. Let me.